It is Monday, August the 5th, and this is Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio. I'm George Prentice, in for Gemma Gaudette. Last week, Nicole Foy with the Idaho Statesman reported that emails she uncovered from Idaho Republicans could mean that the GOP wing of the legislature might try to ban DACA students from getting Idaho Opportunity Scholarships. Participants in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA, are people who were brought into the country as children by their parents. The scholarship program gives up to $3,500 to Idahoans at in-state schools. To help answer so many questions that we have are Nicole Foy from The Statesman and Kimberly Schaefer, adjunct professor at Concordia University School of Law. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Nicole, I need to start with you and this story and the origins of this story. Can I assume that this dates back or is connected back to the now infamous letter penned by 28 Idaho legislators who were criticizing Boise State diversity programs, and this was part of their diatribe?
Yes, that is correct. It's in these emails that were requested through public records request and shared with us at the Idaho Statesman show that this was one of the it was mentioned in the letter that was sent out by Representative Ehart, but it also shows that around the same time, specifically the Idaho Freedom Foundation, as well as some Republican lawmakers, were exchanging emails specifically talking about one of their main concerns with the diversity programs, which was the fact that DACA students are eligible for the Idaho Opportunity Scholarship.
Can you talk just a little bit for our listeners about how you do what you do? How did you know to go after emails and to ask?
Well, I have to tell you that this was something that someone else requested and shared with us. But it is something that is open to public records requests. Mm-hmm. Any email or text message, for that matter, that lawmakers are exchanging with anyone regarding public business are open to a public records request.
So you weren't sure of what you were about to open up or what names were attached to them. Mm-hmm. What'd you find?
Well, we found that the Idaho Freedom Foundation and specifically the Senate Majority Leader, Chuck Winder, he was requesting clarification from the Idaho Attorney General's office because there appeared to have been some confusion, and many readers maybe didn't know this, that DACA recipients who are trying to go to college actually qualify for the Idaho Opportunity Scholarship. And one of the things that is a reason why people were confused is because many people often confuse DACA recipients or at least lump them together with the general pool of undocumented immigrants. And so there was confusion. I think the exact word used was that these illegal alien students, that's a quote from one of the emails, are eligible for this Idaho Opportunity Scholarship. And something that the Idaho Freedom Foundation has specifically said is they believe that U.S. citizens should take priority for this scholarship.
And if we could just circle back one step, the bug in Chuck Winder's ear, did that come from the Idaho Freedom Foundation?
That's what the emails show, yes.
So initially there was communication from, is it Fred Birnbaum?
Yes.
From the Freedom Foundation.
Yes.
To a number of legislators, including Chuck Winder.
Yes.
Right?
And that's what these emails that we have seem to show.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kimberly Schaefer, let's look at the legal side of this. Can DACA students apply for these opportunity scholarships?
Yes. When you look at how the definitions are set up under Idaho law, the key issue here is whether DACA students are considered to be lawfully present in the United States.
And present is a key word.
Correct. So the phrase lawfully present is a term of art, which means it has a very specific legal definition.
Well, can you break it down for us?
Basically, it means that the United States government is aware that this person is here. And they have been authorized by the Attorney General to remain in the country. And this doesn't just apply to DACA students. There are many other categories of immigrants that are under this period of authorized stay. But they are authorized to be here and are lawfully present.
And just looking at one of these emails, Nicole, that Winder emailed Fred Birnbaum on July 14th, those definitions came up.
Yes.
The definition of resident, mm-hmm. in quotes, and lawful presence. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm guessing that that was what they were trying to get some info from the AG's office on?
Yes, and it's worth noting that the Idaho AG's office didn't provide a whole lot of clarification because it is a very complicated issue, especially when the way that many schools look at it, for example, Boise State University, has said that they identify these students as being legally present, and so they are able, or lawfully present, so they are able to apply for those scholarships. A key point is that they graduated from an Idaho high school. That's also one of the huge requirements to get this opportunity scholarship, and it's something that's kind of up in the air, and it's also worth noting, of course, that students and all DACA recipients, their status is kind of it's a little bit up in the air because of the fact that if you remember that President Trump attempted to rescind DACA, mm-hmm. and the Supreme Court is scheduled to take up the case in October in this upcoming session. So there's already a lot of confusion, and just not very many things are sure when it comes to DACA right now.
Kimberly, to a layperson, can you clarify the status of a DACA student?
So the status of a DACA student is someone who is here in the United States, authorized to be here, and they're
can
given
I
that.
Pause you there? Mm-hmm. What does authorized to be here mean?
That they are lawfully here in the United States.
Okay. Because they were brought here as children.
It's not necessarily because they were brought here as children. Because, again, this type of status applies to other people as well.
Okay.
But for DACA specifically, yes, they were brought here typically as very young children. And essentially, for one reason or another, their family stayed. So you're talking typically, people who were brought here at, 2, 3, 4 years old, they had no say or no choice. So DACA is a way of acknowledging the fact that these are members of our community. Mm-hmm. These are people that we grew up with, went to school with. These are our friends and neighbors. And through no fault of their own, they're here, but without any solid way to move forward on the path of citizenship. So DACA allows people in this category who don't have criminal records, they've gone to school, they've graduated, or they're pursuing a GED, or have military service, a way to stay here in the only country that they know as home until Congress takes action to actually do some sort of reform to give them a true path forward.
We're speaking with Idaho Statesman reporter Nicole Foy and Kimberly Schaefer, adjunct professor at Concordia University School of Law, about DACA students and the Idaho Opportunity Scholarship. Nicole, who gives out these scholarships? Who authorizes these?
Well, the State Board of Education is they're the ones who have designated the schools and the students that apply. But when it comes down to which students deciding which students go to which school, that's kind of up to the individual university. And it's worth noting that when I talk to the Idaho State Board of Education, they say, we don't check the residency of students to be able to determine whether or not DACA recipients are getting these scholarships. That's up to the university. The universities say, well, the students aren't, we don't pick the students. The students are sent to us by the State Board of Education. So there's a little bit of a back and forth
but
there.
But to be clear, mm-hmm. there are students. I mean, let's just mm-hmm. use Boise State. Mm-hmm. There are students. There are DACA students. And we don't know the number, by the way.
We know, yeah. And so another thing that's important to clarify is Idaho has roughly 3,000 mm-hmm. DACA recipients. The number of those students that are actually applying for college or in college, I have no idea because there's nobody in the state who currently tracks those numbers definitively.
And the university doesn't do that?
The university knows which students I'm assuming that they know which students are DACA recipients. I do have spoken with a couple of universities who say that they have, last year they had one or two students get
DACA. But they don't necessarily stroke count them.
It's not something they necessarily keep for their records. But they are aware, yes, last year they had two students who were DACA recipients and who received the Idaho Opportunity Scholarship. But when it comes down to it, when we're talking about the category of DACA recipients and Idaho Opportunity Scholarship recipients, we're talking about maybe dozens of students in the state.
Hmm. There's a lot to chew on in your report, and I encourage the listeners to find it and read it in full. But the message I get is that this is probably going to be political in the next session.
Yes, absolutely, because it is when
the next legislative session.
Yeah, and the Idaho Freedom Foundation has said that this will be something that they're bringing up. And it's, like I said, there's going to be a Supreme Court decision on DACA coming up as well, which, of course, will be before the session takes place. But it's also one of the reasons why this is such a touchy issue is that it is a taxpayer-funded scholarship. And so there is – the Idaho Freedom Foundation has said they want to make sure that U.S. citizens get first priority. But it's also worth noting that DACA recipients, they have work authorization, they have Social Security numbers, and they contribute in Idaho approximately $5 to $6 million in taxes a year. And again, this is a state-funded taxpayer scholarship.
And to that end, Kimberly, if a DACA student were to be refused a scholarship, might they have some recourse?
So that's one where I really don't want to give an opinion about because it would depend on exactly what happened. But under the way the statute is written right now today, they meet the qualifications.
Okay.
So that's why it would be interesting to see how they would be told no, because they clearly do qualify today.
Nicole, you spoke to Senator Chuck Winder.
Mm-hmm.
It appeared as if he was keeping his powder dry, and he said, well, I'm not aware of anything that might come up in the 2020 session, but...
Yes, he said that that might be something that the House might be interested in taking up, but he couldn't speak for anyone who might or might not be interested. He didn't have any plans, and he also told me that he was mostly trying to clarify with the AG's office the fact that whether or not DACA students did qualify, because there were, according to him, several concerns or questions from members of his party.
So goodness knows we have the session come January and the Supreme Court ruling probably before that. This story certainly has legs locally. What's next? Where are you going to go with this?
Well, it just really depends on if this is going to be a top issue. The Idaho Freedom Foundation has said that they're interested in supporting any type of state legislative action that would ban DACA students from the Idaho Opportunity Scholarship, but it remains to be seen if this is going to be a priority in the legislative session.
Fascinating. We've been speaking with Idaho Statesman reporter Nicole Foy and Kimberly Schaefer. Nicole, congratulations on this. This is a fine piece of reporting.
Thank you.
Kimberly, thank you so very much. Kimberly's adjunct professor at Concordia University School of Law. Up next, getting Idaho teens to register to vote. I'm George Prentice. This is Idaho Matters, and you're listening to Boise State Public Radio.